Act 4, Scene 1.
Round and round our cauldron go in the magic mixture throw. Poison from a toad I've got. Throw that first into the pot.
Double trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Here's a slice of slimy snake in the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of fly and toe of frog, claw of bat and ear of dog. Snake's poisoned tongue and cruel wasp's sting, lizard's leg and young owl's wing. For a spell of powerful trouble, this soup from hell must boil and bubble.
As we make you double trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Skin of dragon, wolf's sharp claw, bone from a dead witch's jaw, stomach of man-eating shark, poisoned plants picked in the dark. Mix the soup and stir it well to make the magic of our spell.
We will double all your trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Cool it with some monkey's blood, then the spell is firm and good. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. Open locks, whoever locks!
At last I found you, black and midnight witches. What mischief are you doing now?
Something too bad to tell!
By all the evil powers that you possess, I must be told the answer that I seek. Though you can raise strong winds that will destroy the greatest buildings on the earth, though you can make great waves and sink our ships, destroy our crops, destroy the earth itself, I must be answered.
Speak.
Ask us.
We'll answer.
Say if you would rather hear it from our mouths or from our masters.
Call your masters. Let me see them.
Pour pig's blood in the boiling pot. Sweat from a hanging man I've got.
Come high, come low. Your powerful magic you must show.
Tell me, you unknown power.
Our master knows your thoughts. Hear him, but say nothing.
Macbeth. 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 Beware, Macduff. Beware the Thane of Fife. Let me go. I've said enough.
Whoever you may be, I thank you for your warning. You have told me my own fears. But one word more.
You cannot tell him what to say. He is another spirit, more powerful than the first.
Be cruel, bold, and strong. Fear not the power of man. No man of woman born shall harm Macbeth.
Then live, Macduff. I have no fear of you. But I'll make sure this promise does come true and free myself from fate. You will not live, Macduff. I'll laugh at fear and be afraid of nothing. What is this? A child who will be king?
Listen, but do not speak.
Be proud, brave as a lion, and have no fear of any enemy, away or near. Macbeth shall never be defeated till Great Birnam Wood to High Dunsinane Hill shall move against him.
That will never be. Who can make forests move or tell a tree to pull up its deep roots? This is good news. Come not again to haunt me, ghost of Banquo, unless the forest move. So Macbeth will keep his throne and live his life unharmed. Yet I must still know one more thing. Will anyone from Banquo's family reign in Scotland?
Do not ask to know more.
I will be answered. If I don't learn this, an everlasting curse will fall on you. Tell me! What is that noise? What is happening now?
Show his eyes and grieve his heart. Come like shadows, then depart.
You look too much like Banquo, and your golden crown glitters so brightly that it burns my eyes. And here's a second one, crowned like the first. And then a third, the same? You wicked witches! Why do you show me this? A fourth! No! Does Banquo's line stretch to the end of time? Yet another? A seventh? I'll see no more! And yet the line goes on. Here's the eighth, and in his mirror more and more appear, and so the line goes on. Oh, dreadful sight! So now I see it's true. Blood-covered Banquo smiles at me and shows me they are his. Where are they? Gone. This day and hour will now be cursed forever. Where are you? Come here now.
What do you want, my lord?
Did you see the three sisters?
No, my good lord.
Surely they passed by you?
No, they did not, my lord.
Cursed be the air that carried them away. And damned are those who put their trust in them. I heard the sound of horses. Who was it?
Some messengers, my lord. Macduff has fled to England.
To England? Then I have no time, and from this moment deeds must follow thoughts. I will attack the castle of Macduff, his wife, his children, family, and friends. They all must die. But no more dreadful sights. Where are those messengers? Take me to them now.